En ek het oor die naweek gehoor hoe hy soos by die resort self, hulle soos 'n hol gerook en hulle het op sy oor, jy kan nie dit hier toe nie gaan. En hy was so 'n bietjie aan die een kant gewees en toe sien ek actually ietsie mooi. Toe sien ek hoe Rudy met hierdie ou optree. Soos elke keer as Rudy op sien is, hy sê, "Hey, kom ons paas 'n bietjie." Dit is en as dit kom soos by rugby, hulle speel touchy speel, dat hy die eerste ou wat hierdie ou eerste nooi, nie hy nooi eers die ander ouens, ja, jy, en dan, ach, jy kan ook my deel wees, soos, maak 'n big deal van hierdie ouwe. En hierdie, ek kan later sien, soos hoe hy begin sag word, en hoe hy wat eens een kant was, begin deel vorm het, en begin welcome voel het. En Sondag toe kom doen die Here 'n werk in daai ou se hart, en hy is die ou wat gedoop geraak het. Sondag. It's beautiful. En die ding waarmee die Here my challenge, is soos, do I love those people enough so that they would feel welcome in a place where they can meet Jesus? Dis die vraag wat die Here my mee challenge. En die skrif waarmee hy my challenge is Johannes 4. En die vraag vir die van julle wat notes maak, ek weet nie hoe structured dit vanoggend gaan wees hier. Maar net wat ek vanoggend voel om te bedien is rondom Johannes 4. En die vraag wat ek het in my hart is, where is the Samaritan woman? Where is she? En miskien om te begin, ek wil die skrifgedeelte lees en dan net 'n paar thoughts, maar ek vertrou regtig dat vandag nie net jy sal wegstap en sê ek verstaan nou 'n bietjie meer ietsie van Johannes 4 nie, maar dat jy sal wegstap en sê ek verstaan ietsie meer van Jesus. Ek het met hom connect vanoggend. Hy het ietsie van homself kom wys vir my vanoggend. Ek lees van vers 4 af. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of the ground of Jacob had given to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as also his sons and his livestock?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty again and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she said. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have had five, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "And woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that the Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will explain everything to us." And then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." Beautiful. And then the rest of the account is, as the disciples are coming, she drops the jars she had just filled. And she goes to town. And she goes and declares that, "Oh, let me tell you, there's a man who told me everything that I have done. Maybe he is the one. Maybe he is the Messiah." It's a beautiful, beautiful story. But did you know that if Jesus was not in the perfect will of the Father, he would not have even gone through Samaria? because it was common practice in that time for Jews to walk past Samaria. It was common practice for them. When you go from Galilee to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Galilee, he would walk past Samaria, not through it. Want wat gebeur het met die ballingskap, the exile, the Assyrian and the Babylonian exile, is they took the cream of the crop and they mentored them, but they left the people who they considered to be of lower class. They left it in this area that would later be known as Samaria. And so the people who entered the land intermarried with these people, and those people who were born became known as the Samaritans. So they were known by the Jews to be people who were sort of, in a sense, you know, half Jews, not really Jews. And they worshipped in Jerusalem, the Jews. And so the Samaritans, you know, they made a temple. This is where we will worship. You will pick that up. That's part of the conversation. You will pick that history up. So, and their practices, their faith, sort of became a corrupted faith because they picked up the superstitions of the people who came into the area and their practices and their faith. And so they were seen as a half people. They were seen as people with a corrupted faith. And this lady especially was known as a lady that didn't really have a lot of reputation. And for that reason, the Jews did not go, they did not mingle with the Samaritans. They went past Samaria. They didn't go through Samaria. And so even they were hostile towards one another. So hostile that in 128 before Christ, some Jews actually went and destroyed the Samaritan temple because they said, this does not honor God. And so Jesus, what he does is he says, I'm not going past. You read the scripture, it says, now he had to go through Samaria. Why? Because he had a date with somebody. He had a meeting with somebody. I want to meet this person. And he came at a very specific time. And that should be good news. Jesus, the answer is, where is the Samaritan woman? She's in a difficult town. She's in a difficult town, but Jesus decided not to go past. He decided to go through. And there's another couple of things that you would pick it up that actually Jews don't speak to Samaritans. You see that in the scripture. But also you see that actually men didn't speak in the public to women. Actually, common practice of the rabbis, some of them, they were called the bruising or the bleeding rabbis. They would actually, when they actually see a woman in public, they would close their eyes and they would walk into walls and doors. So it was such a big thing for them. And here Jesus says, I'm not following the common practice. That is not in my will. I'm following the will of the Father. And he has this lovely encounter with this lady. And there are other common practices that Jesus didn't follow here. You know, the common practice that says the presence of God would be only in the temple. And here he meets a lady at a well. You know, the common practice is that Jews Jews didn't speak to Samaritans. And here he is offering this lady living water. There's a lot of these common practices. Now, you can't worship in Samaria because God would not be found here. And yet Jesus decided, I'm going because I have to go. I'm actually going through. And I'm not just passing through. I'm actually stopping because there's one person I want to meet with today. And you know, the good news is maybe that's you today. Maybe God said, I planned this whole thing today for you. For you. And I'm stopping in this place for you because I want to give you this morning some living water. Living water that would well up as a stream of living water in your heart that would lead to eternal life. That is glorious. And she was in a difficult town. But you can also see, if you read the scripture, you would see that it was common practice that she actually went, you would actually go with other women to the well. It was a social activity. But here this lady is going all by herself. She is not with others. She is... not in the cool of the day. She's going at the hottest part of the day. Which means that either she was shunned by the other women in Samaria, or there was a sense in her heart, I'm not worthy even to be among other people like myself. I'm not worthy of that. And so she goes in the hot part of the day. And Jesus meets her in the hot part of the day. While she is not only in a difficult town, she is in a difficult space. And I want to say this, maybe for us who maybe know somebody who can be a Samaritan woman. Where we find the Samaritan woman is in the difficult towns. And I want to say this, in the difficult places. We won't reach them if we follow the common practices. We will reach them if we follow the Father, if we follow His voice. Then we will reach those people. And He longs to reach those people. We see this in this account. He wants to show them who He is. That is why He came. He did not come for the healthy, He says. I have come for the sick. He says, I leave the 99 to go for the one. That's good news for us this morning, that Jesus comes for the one. And can I say this? We can have plenty of common practices, even amongst ourselves. Even among people who say that, no, we're a Spirit-led people. We can have common practices that actually leads us to miss the opportunities that God has for us. And like if the disciples said, no, the common practice is we don't go near Samaria, we don't want to be corrupted by them, the gospel would never have went there. But Jesus has another plan. And so our common practices might be something like, no, God doesn't, at the end of the year, everybody's sort of tired, so we just want to hear messages of hope. And that's a time where almal gear bietjie af. Ons almal so bietjie stadiger. En weet jy, die interessante ding is, as jy kyk na net die statistics in Josh Jane, is actually aan die einde van die jaar, hierdie tyd is actually die tyd wanneer meer mense gered raak. Is die tyd wanneer meer mense recommit tot Jesus. It's not a time for us. If we gear down, we might miss the woman who's thirsty at the well. We might miss them. So it's an encouragement to not follow the practices, and the comforts and the traditions which we grew up in. All right, so for me, I'm contending for more in this time. I'm contending in my heart, Lord, please don't let me miss those opportunities. Ek wil dit nie mis, Here. Ek wil nie mis om te sien hoe iemand wat regtig hier nodig het, regtig interaksie met U het, regtig U ontmoet, regtig verhouding het met U. Ek wil nie dit mis, Here. Amen. So, she was in a difficult town. And that's why she's missed, because people went past and not through. She was in a difficult space. Okay, so we see in the scriptures, she had had five husbands at the time. And she was in the hot part of the day. She had to go to draw water. Here we see she was in a difficult space. You also see that she is difficult. Sy is moeilik. As jy kyk, hoe sy met Jesus praat. Jy weet, soos, wie is jy om met my te praat? Ek is mos 'n Samaritaan, jy praat mos nie met ons nie. En as Jesus sê, ek het lewende water, jy hoef nooit terug te kom, jy kan ek dink dat dit is amper so 'n bietjie 'n tongklappery gewees. Jy weet, soos, dit sal lekker wees. Geef vir my daai water dan, of ek nie elke dag hierna toe te kom, dit sal wonderlik wees. En dis so beautiful, nadat sy die interaksie het met Jesus, dit wat hy gesê het gebeur, want sy los haar kruike. In other words, she had found something better than she came for. And actually, she went to town, and then she said, listen, I'm not only going back, I want you to come. So sy het nou net gesê, ek wil nie weer hier toe kom, as ek water gekry het wat my gesatisfied het, hoekom sal ek terugkom? En nou gaan sy dorp toe en nooi ander mense om te kom. And it actually says, on account of her witness, a lot of people believed. A lot of people came and met with Jesus. And that account ends by people saying, now we believe because we've seen Jesus. Not just because the Samaritan woman said. We've seen Him for ourselves. And I do believe this morning that we would actually have that testimony. We have seen Jesus for ourselves. Yeah. That's so my prayer this morning. Yeah. And I want to say this. Where is the Samaritan woman? We might miss her. We might miss her because we are tired and we feel like, oh, I don't have the energy. I don't have the capacity. I don't have the time for this. And you know what? Jesus could have said the same. Because the scripture said He was wearied from His travels. And He goes and sits at the well. And you know what? He could have said, listen, I'm actually going on to bigger things. I'm actually planning, spending time with the Father and planning what I will say when I get to Jerusalem. I'm not engaging with this lady right now. No. He doesn't use the capacity, His energy levels, as an excuse not to engage with those who need Him. That's beautiful. And you know, if you read the account, the lovely part is, do we see sien ons dat Jesus ooit water kry by die vrou? You never see it. And then when the disciples come, hy sê, Jesus, ons het vir jou jou brood gebring. Hy sê, nee, dankie. Dankie, ek is vol, dankie. Soos, wat, het iemand vir Jesus kos gebring? Nee, my kos is om die wil van die Vader te doen en om klaar te maak waarmee hy begin het. Beautiful. Beautiful. En ek, soos wat ek nou daai kant luister, wonder ek in myself, hoe baie geleenthede mis ek omdat ek verskonings maak vir myself? Omdat ek verskonings maak en sê, ag, ek is nou moeg. Ek weet, hierdie gaan 'n moeilike persoon wees. Hierdie gaan 'n moeilike gesprek wees. Ach, weet jy wat? Kom ons kyk of die persoon maar weer kom en ons sal dit volgende jaar aanpak. Ek voel die Here bemoedig ons vandag om te sê, weet wat, eintlik wil hy ons ook vrymaak om te dink ons moet living waters vir ander mense wees. We are not the living waters. He is the living water. We are the people showing other people where the well is. Amen. You get that? Weet jy, en vir myself, wanneer dit kom by evangelism, so baie keer wil ek vir myself verskonings maak en sê, ach, ek is nog nie toegerus genoeg nie, ek het nog nie genoeg Bybelstudies gedoen. Maar kyk die Samaritan woman. How many Bible studies did she go through? How many times of equipping? None. She had one thing. She had living waters. And she was bubbling over in the town she went to. And this beautiful poetic for my, weet wat Jesus met haar praat, sy sê, jy het eers 'n koppie nie, hoe gaan jy nou water trek? En dit is amper asof Jesus vir haar gesê het, ja, ek het nie 'n koppie nie, maar ek het vir jou. And then you see him drawing the water from her inmost being, and she comes and just overflows in the town. And you know what? Jesus never made an excuse like, I'm tired, I don't have the resources, I don't have the capacity. And God is leading us to a place where he says, you don't have to be the resource. You must just point other people to the resource. You are not the life. You are not people's Messiah. You won't solve people's problems, but you can lead people to the well. You can lead people to the place where you have drunk deep at the presence of the Lord. Amen. So this is an encouragement to us that we would make no excuses because Jesus did not make excuses. Amen. So maybe we'll end with this. Where is the lady at the well? Where is the Samaritan lady? The answer is probably also that there is a little bit of she's hiding. And you won't find her if you don't go seek her. You won't find him if you don't go seek him. That is what Jesus did. He did not say, I'm going to go draw water during the day, the morning when it's cool, you know, and have fellowship. No, I'm going to go at a specific time. And she's hiding. All right. It's possible that shame might have driven her away from fellowship. It is possible that what has happened to her led her to feel like she's not welcome. She's not worthy. She's not worthy to be loved. And I want to, if that's you this morning, you know what? I want to give you some amazing news. Because this encounter at the well, Jesus is saying, I don't care where you're from. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you think you are worth. I don't care what other people think you are worth. I love you. I died for you. And maybe this morning you are desperate for a drink at the well. Maybe this morning you are at a place where you're longing to say, Lord, I'm so thirsty. And yet I feel so unworthy of this. I just feel like the Lord saying, it doesn't matter what you feel like. I want to come reveal myself as the worthy one. Maybe this morning you long to taste forgiveness. You long to taste the life that is in Christ. You long for that scripture where Jesus says, who is there to condemn you now? You long to be part of his family. And yet there's something of the Samaritan woman in you that says, oh, I don't deserve it. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather not risk. I'd rather not risk it because I've been hurt in the past too much. I want to encourage you with the same encouragement that we read this morning in Jeremiah. The door is open. And Jesus is saying, if only you knew. If only you knew the gift that I want to give you. I believe that's an invitation this morning. If only you knew the beauty of the gift that he wants to give you this morning. The gift of eternal life. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like knowing that you are the worst of sinners and you have such an incredible Savior who knew exactly what you have done. Even to the detail, Jesus knew exactly what the Samaritan woman had done. She had tried to hide, but she could not hide it from him. And he said, I know every detail of your life, and yet I've loved you. And yet I planned this for you. So can I ask that we close our eyes? Is there anybody here who says, Lord, this morning I want to respond. I am the Samaritan woman. I want to respond to your mercy. I am the one who desperately needs a drink. I long to taste your forgiveness. I long to taste your mercy. I long to taste your kindness. Is there anybody like that? Can I ask that you put up your hand? We would love to pray for you. Thank you. Thank you. Remember, you're not doing this for anybody else, but for Christ. Just going to give a little bit longer. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. That you are still mighty to save. Dank je, Here, dat daar is geen mag wat u nie kan breek nie. U naam is bo enige ander naam. En dank je voor ogen dat die twee mensen wat gereageer het, hulle werkelijk u genade kan beleef. U liefde kan beleef. U vergifnis kan beleef. Ek wonder actually, ja, net terwijl allemaal so oot toe is, die wat jylle hande opgesteek het, net vra dat jylle hierdie gebed achter my sal aanherhaal, en ek voel actually, daar is miskien een of twee nog, wat miskien een bykie versigtig was om te reageer, maar jy weet, die Here is bezig om te werk. Ja, as dit jy is, dan ek vra dat jy ook achter my aanbid. Here Jesus, ek het U so nodig. Ek kan nie meer hierdie laste van my sonde self dra nie. En ek het al hoeveel keer probeer om los te kom. Maar vanoggend het ek gehoor dat U my wil kom vrymaak. Dat U my wil kom bedien met U liefde. Dat U my wil kom vergewe. Dat U vir my lewende water wil kom gee. So kom, Here. Kom, Here. Ja. Ja. Ek wil nie hierdie oomblik rush nie, maar daar is op hierdie oomblik so baie vreugde in die hemel oor hierdie besluit. Oh, dankie, Here. En dan is ook een tweede groep mense. Weet jy wat, kan ons vir die mense hande klap gee, die mense wat reageer. Dis beautiful, beautiful. Ja. as 'n tweede groep mense vir wie ek vanoggend wil bid. Miskien jy vanoggend hierso gesit en luister en jy het gehoor, amper gevoel die Here praat reguit met jou. En miskien het jy geleenthede begin mis omdat jy nie lus was nie, omdat jy moeg was, of wanneer daar by 'n familie braai gepraat word van jy vertel my van jou kerk, of vertel my van, jy weet, ja, weet jy, dan jaag jy dit sommer of rammel af, en jy mis die geleenthede, omdat jy moeg is, omdat het nou einde van die jaar is, en jy denk, ek is eindelijk hier om te rus, ek is nie nou hier om te werk hier. Ek voel die Here wil ons empower vir die volgende tyd, that we don't miss the opportunities. As het jy is volgende, ek respond ook tot hierdie call, en jy voel, ek wil respond to dit, ek wil nie hierdie geleenthede mis nie, ek wil Jesus hande en voete wees. I want to be the Samaritan woman who is ill-equipped, but I'm still going, I'm still telling. Is daar so iemand wat sê, ek wil, Here, maak weer my oë en my ore oop, dat ek die geleenthede kan sien. As daar so iemand is, wil jy nie saam met my staan nie. Vader, ons kom bely voor u vanoggend, dat ons soms 'n postuur van trots in ons harte het, Here. Wanneer ons na u creations kyk, en goed dink soos, wat doen hierdie persoon nie? Here, dis nie hoe u na mense kyk, want dit is nie hoe u na ons gekyk het nie. Toe ons ver weg en sondaar was hier, en ek vra dat u vir ons so lief vir u sal maak en so lief sal maak vir mense, dat ons nie die geleenthede sal mis om ander lief te hê. Ja, Here. Help ons om nie verskonings te gebruik soos ek is moeg, of ek het nie energie, of ek het nie die kapasiteit, of ek het nie die hulpbronne nie. Maar help ons hier om so vol van u te wees, dat ons kan weet waar die put is. Om te sê, ek het hier nou die antwoorde nie, maar ek weet wie hier die antwoorde. Vader, ek wil kom bid dat u almal wat staan, wie op niet sal kom vul met u lewende water, Here. Wie op niet sal kom vul met u intimiteit, ja, wie op niet kom vul met u stem en u nabyheid, Here, sodat wanneer ons praat, Here, dat het sal kom van 'n plek van diep intimiteit, Here, dat ons soos daardie vrou sal wees, Here. Strome van lewende water het by vanuit haar binneste gevloei. Vader, kom maak weer daai strome van lewende water los in ons binneste, Here. Vergewe ons as ons koud geword het, vergewe ons as ons afgemat en lam geword het, Here. Ah, Here, kom gee weer vir ons lewende water. In Jesus naam. Amen. Amen en amen. Ja. Oh, wat 'n wonderlike oggend. Ja. Kan ek vra dat as jy vanoggend, dat jy nie net sal gaan nie, ek vra dat ons lekker saam mekaar sal tyd spandeer. Lekker, ons nog lekker koffie. Oh, kry vir jou water. Ek het nou klaar water, maar ek kry vir jou 'n koppie. En ja, as jy gebed nodig het, as jy voel ek het nog ietsie nodig, asseblief, gaan na iemand toe, trek iemand nader, sê bid saam met my. Nee, moenie huis toe gaan. Dankie, I'm unsatisfied. Right. Amen. Ja, die Here is faithful. En hy doen precies wat hy intend om te doen. En mag dit so ook wees vir oggend in ons harte. That he would bring completion the good work that he started. Amen. Ek wil ook die mense encourage, as jy 'n visitor, jy sal 'n slot in met communities. Dis vir ons hierdie besluite wat ons neem op oggendes is hierdie. Dis vir ons het uitloop.